New sanctions hit Iran tonight, diplomacy or economic warfare, the gloves come off. Good evening, I'm your host and this is Global Crossfire. Tonight, Iran faces expanded trade restrictions as international pressure mounts. With me now, Professor James Crawford, Director of the Atlantic Policy Institute, joining us from Boston. Professor Hans Weber, Senior Fellow at the Brussels Institute for Global Affairs in Brussels. Dr. Farida Hassan, Senior Analyst at the Silk Road Policy Institute from Tehran. And Ambassador Maria Santos, former international diplomatic representative in Sao Paulo. Professor Crawford, let's start with you. Are these new sanctions the right diplomatic tool?
Thank you. Look, sanctions work when they're comprehensive and multilateral. We've seen this playbook succeed before: South Africa, Serbia. Iran's nuclear program poses an existential threat to regional stability. These expanded restrictions target specific sectors that fund Tehran's destabilizing activities. The goal isn't to punish ordinary Iranians, it's to force the regime to choose between nuclear ambitions and economic prosperity. History shows authoritarian regimes eventually bend to sustained economic pressure.
Dr. Hassan, he says sanctions force regimes to bend. Your response from Tehran?
This is exactly the Western delusion that's failed for decades. 40 years of sanctions haven't changed Iran's behavior, they've strengthened our resolve. These restrictions don't target our leadership. They devastate ordinary families, block medical supplies, destroy livelihoods. Crawford mentions South Africa. Iran isn't apartheid South Africa. We're a proud civilization that won't bow to economic bullying. Sanctions push us towards self-reliance and closer ties with China, Russia. You're creating the very isolation you claim to prevent.
But Dr. Hassan, if sanctions don't work, why does Tehran keep trying to get them lifted? Isn't that proof they're having an impact?
We want them lifted because they're illegal collective punishment. The JCPOA showed Iran's willingness to negotiate when treated with respect, but Washington withdrew unilaterally, reimposed sanctions despite our compliance. This isn't about nuclear programs, it's about Western dominance.
Professor Weber, Europe tried engagement with Iran. Where do you stand on this escalation?
The EU finds itself caught between American unilateralism and Iranian noncompliance. We maintained the JCPOA after Trump's withdrawal, but Iran's uranium enrichment beyond agreed limits forced our hand. These sanctions aren't our preferred tool diplomacy is. However, we cannot ignore Iran's ballistic missile program and proxy activities. We need smart sanctions that pressure the regime while protecting humanitarian channels. The goal must remain bringing Iran back to negotiations, not perpetual punishment.
Ambassador Santos, how does this look from the Global South perspective?
Frankly, we're tired of watching the West weaponize the global financial system. These unilateral sanctions violate international law and harm developing nations who trade with Iran. Brazil, India, others suffer secondary sanctions for legitimate commerce. This isn't about nuclear weapons, it's about maintaining Western hegemony. The Global South increasingly sees sanctions as tools of economic imperialism. We need multilateral diplomacy through the UN, not Washington's economic warfare.
Professor Crawford, Ambassador Santos calls this economic imperialism. Respond to that charge directly.
That's inflammatory rhetoric, Ambassador. Iran funds Hezbollah, Hamas, Houthi rebels, destabilizing entire regions. These aren't imperial ambitions, they're collective security measures. When Tehran stops exporting terrorism, sanctions end.
Collective security? Who elected Washington the world's policeman? Saudi Arabia, Israel conduct military operations across the region. Where are their sanctions? This selective enforcement proves these measures are political, not principled.
Israel and Saudi Arabia aren't enriching uranium to weapons-grade levels or chanting death to America in their parliaments. There's a clear difference in threat assessment here.
Rapid-fire round. Professor Crawford, do sanctions make war more or less likely?
Less likely, they provide a non-military alternative to force behavioral change.
Dr. Hassan, what would convince Iran to limit nuclear activities?
Security guarantees, sanctions relief, and treating Iran as an equal partner, not a pariah state.
Professor Weber, can Europe mediate between Washington and Tehran?
We're trying, but both sides must show flexibility. Europe can't bridge gaps if neither side moves.
Ambassador Santos, should the Global South ignore these sanctions?
We should create alternative payment systems that bypass Western financial control entirely.
Final thoughts, 30 seconds each, Professor Crawford.
Sanctions remain our best tool for preventing nuclear proliferation without military action.
Diplomacy must prevail. Neither maximum pressure nor appeasement works. We need sustained engagement.
Economic warfare only strengthens Iran's resolve. Respect and dialogue achieve more than punishment.
The unipolar world is ending. Unilateral sanctions accelerate the shift toward multipolarity.
Four perspectives, no easy answers. Tomorrow, China's growing influence in Africa, development partnership, or new colonialism. Thanks for watching Global Crossfire. Good night.